BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily for Friday. On today's show, Chris has found something amazing that's happened at a cricket match in New Zealand. I know, cricket doesn't interest me either, but it is good. Also, I booked Chris a Friday treat to say sorry for something that happened earlier in the week, but it does mean him getting his hair cut at a different place. Extra helpings of Charlie Sloth unexpectedly, it's Fat Friday, and I speak to Louis off of One Direction about the new track Night Changes. So how glad are you that it's Friday lunchtime? Mills here on Radio 1. Have I missed anything from yesterday? Sorry for another one of my random days off.
That's all right. There was this one thing, actually. Dev hadn't heard back from a girl that he quite liked. He sent her two texts and then was going to give up nothing back, so I thought I would send the third text.
Oh, why would you... Did he know that you were going to do that?
Kind of, yeah.
Why would you ever let you do that?
Agreed to go along with it. So I don't know what's happened since then. Okay. We should find out, though.
Yeah, we'll call him maybe for an update later. Also... Well, your hair's out of control. I've got an idea. And later on, later on, we're going to speak to actual Louis Tomlinson off of One Direction and play for the first time on Radio 1 the track Night Changes by One Direction from the album 4. All the fans are on, like from Australia and New Zealand, going, oh, brilliant, so I've got to stay up really late again. Well, if you want to hear Louis, yeah. But he's going to be on UK time just before 4 p.m. this afternoon, and then we will play the track. So Louis Tomlinson on the show and Night Changes by One Direction just before 4. Hello, Matt, who says, I very much enjoyed Jubal by Klingander as it features German saxophone. Put me right in the mood as I roll up at the German Christmas market in Leeds. Yeah. Going to get me some German sausage. That's right. That's a really good Christmas market, actually, and the one in Birmingham is good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I think Chris, my friend here, is a bit confused about the amount of One Direction music floating about at the moment, because it's like there's loads from the album, and some of them are in the charts, some of them aren't.
There was, I mean, the one last week, didn't you have to unblock a level? It was like some kind of game. You had to get to a certain level, find a code.
Pick up a voucher from a local shop.
High-five someone, and then it came out.
Draw a funny moustache on someone, and then you get it.
But this one's just a straight-up release, right?
Yeah, it is. It's the next single, Night Changes, and we're going to play that by One Direction just before 4.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, someone's grassing you up from yesterday.
What have I done now?
Andrew in the Midlands. Basically, Chris acted like he had a substitute teacher in for the day yesterday and pushed many boundaries. If he will behave like a child while you're away, can you please put him in isolation like off of naughty kids at school? The third tweet thing was simply awful. Yeah. Bit of feedback for you there?
Yeah. I got to admit, I did stress Dev out.
Were you being naughty yesterday?
No.
Dev. So he's waiting for a text back from this girl, and then you sent another one to make it worse.
I sent the third text, yeah. Well, no, he sent it, I worded it. Oh. And then I made sure someone stood behind him, and he did actually send it.
Oh, no.
It wasn't just a radio thing.
Right, so if you were listening yesterday, let's find out if Dev has heard back from this girl that he likes. We'll try and give him a ring after 1:30. Jake in Brighton says, I've been to Sweden a few times, and I can hook you up with some clubs in Stockholm. They are amazing. Right, we're on. Let's go.
Oh, we should so go. Can you not get involved in the X Factor there or something? Is that not what you do?
Can you just not be
the Serbian one, didn't you?
I did the Serbian X Factor, you know that. But, don't know, I think Sweden, don't know whether they'd appreciate my knowledge.
Well, put it out there, throw your hats in the ring.
I already went for Eurovision, and I loved it.
Yeah.
We need to get back. What a tune. Reminds me of Ushuaia and Ibiza in the summer, says Andy in Glasgow. See, Daniel wearing a kilt to the Scotland game says the same thing. It just reminds him of summer far too much. I know what you mean. And Phil in Bolton says, love the track and lol at my mum shouting fresh and clean after cleaning the bathroom this morning.
Yes.
She is 62.
Yes.
There we are. So, track of the day is Alesso and Tuvalu with Heroes We Could Be. And the response is very positive. Greg will play it again later in the show. Okay, so brand new One Direction music, the new single Night Changes just before 4. And I feel that in the next half hour, we should really give Dev a call and see if that girl's got back to him, because otherwise you've ruined it. Foxes and Armin van Buuren next on Radio 1. Right, I heard there was some naughtiness going on in my absence yesterday.
Well, Dev mentioned that he'd been texting this girl and it had all gone quiet.
Mm.
So what had happened is he sent two texts without reply. And he was wondering how far should he take it, you know, how many more texts should he do before he just gives up?
Before he looks kind of desperate. Yeah,
or in fact, is two too many already?
Yeah, okay. Let's speak to him. Hi, Dev.
Hey, Scott.
Thanks for doing the show yesterday.
It's all right. Get me out of house.
Oh, no, it gets you a trip out, doesn't it, which is nice.
Yeah, it's always nice.
Right, so what's the latest? So you sent two texts to this girl you like and you heard nothing back.
Yeah, nothing. And also, it was on that messaging app that gives you blue ticks to let you know that the person has read your message. So definitely not have seen it.
Okay, so she's definitely seen them.
Yeah.
So then, can I ask, because I wasn't here yesterday, why on earth would you let Chris here send the third one?
Well, because he sold it to me, Scott. He was like, you know, I'll be your wingman, I'll get you through this, trust me. Mm. He used words like that, and it confused me, and I thought that this would be a good idea. But what I should have done, I should have asked someone like you. I should have gone for experience.
That's right.
Over wingmanship.
Yeah, and, I think so that's a compliment.
What would you have done? How many texts is too many, Scott?
Well, I actually think you should never have sent the second message. I think that's an error, Dev. It makes you look too available.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. So your voice of experience there.
Do you want to hear the third text that I made him send, Scott?
Okay, right. Read me the third text. My cringe glands might flare up, just to warn you.
Hey, you're not out of battery, are you? Or credit?
Oh.
Not sure if you
credit? Hey.
Not sure if you are aware, but I've already sent you two messages and not heard back. I don't want to look desperate, but I hope to hear from you soon. Love you. P.S. P.S.
He put love you.
P.S. Text back soon so I know you got this. Now, I thought, admittedly, I just thought it'd be quite funny for him to send the third text. But you've got to be bold with these things. You've got to go for it. And there's not that much harm that can come because at the moment he's hearing nothing from her.
So when was the last time you put text back soon on a message, please?
It's old school.
TB. Okay, so here's the moment of truth. Dev sent two messages. Chris sent one yesterday. But Dev, has the girl been back on, the one that you really like?
Hang on, let me check. Just going to double check. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You're going to have to send a fourth.
No!
Can you help me out with the fourth text then, Chris?
Even I'm going to say right now, that really is stupid. I don't think she's keen.
Stop being a fool. Why would you do that?
Yeah, I think I'll just let that one go.
Okay. You really liked her, though, yeah?
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. I'm sure there'll be others.
See, that's really bad that you haven't had a reply to the third one.
Yeah, it's been about 24 hours as well.
Oh, no, now that I know the content, that's just all kinds of awful. You've got to let that one slide, Dev.
Yeah, you're right. Still a funny story for the radio, right?
That's right! Have a good weekend.
Cheers, guys.
Okay, love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Is this true? Simon says two ticks only means that it's on their phone and they've been on that messaging service, not that they've actually read it.
Don't want to get bogged down in all this, but basically...
Too many ticks?
I think there's been some new update, so if the ticks are blue, she's seen it.
Oh! Gutted. Sorry to everyone who just had a bit of a cringe attack there, including Katie in Fife and Sarah in Bristol. Sorry, I didn't really warn you again, did we?
I've got something I really want to show you.
Okay.
And
it's Friday.
Yeah, it will cheer everyone up. Well, cheered me up at least.
Okay.
And it's this video. It proper made me laugh when I watched it. It's really doing the rounds. It's getting loads of views.
Okay, but we can, like, it's funny to hear as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So think of it as a show and tell, if you will.
Hmm.
Here it is. So it's.
Here it is.
There's this cricket match going on. I'm sure a few people have seen this. And the commentator's doing the commentary. It's a cricket match in New Zealand. And this guy hits a six. So the ball's going out of the ground.
Like far out.
Yeah. But so far out, it hits this commentator's car. And he's commentating at the time it happens.
I want to hear this. Okay, play it to me.
Oh, that's out of the ground. That's gone. It's downtown. It's on my car. It is. I think it hit my car. Don't believe it. Ah, oh, the downside of getting a park so close. Oh, no!
Right, it zooms in.
I can see it, right, it zooms in, and the car is dented.
Yeah.
Quite a lot.
Did you pay insurance?
No, it's a rental!
It's a rental!
I believe it! I think it's mine.
Oh, safety.
Another report. Got the first one, I suppose. Usually it's a scrape on a door or... How am I going to get out of that?
Right. It seems like it's happened before. But it's a rental.
But what's great is he just goes on and on, because you know how cricket commentary is. They just tend to talk.
And talk. And talk. And talk. So it's not about the cricket at all. It's just about the dent in his car now.
At least I've got evidence.
You've got evidence and proof.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. It's the same colour. It's around about the same place. I know I parked it there about 5 hours ago. Oh, jeez, please.
It's my favourite.
It's not even his car.
It's a rental.
But then, now he's doubting that it's his car after all.
I don't think I was that far down. For some reason, I was more behind the hot dog stand. About 30 yards back this way. I think I'm okay.
Right, so now it's not his car after all that.
Because you can see the dents, but you can only see the roof of the car.
It's my car! I love him. I love New Zealand accent. I also love Australian accent, as you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, if I could talk like that, I would. If I could learn that accent, I mean, I can do it, but if I talk like that all the time, I would just talk.
You do it quite a lot, and you'll do it to other people in the office and other people that are good at Australian accents. There was a situation the other day where you were talking to Alice Levine in an Australian accent.
I just love it.
And she was answering back in Australian accent, and then after a couple of minutes of this, I tried to join in my Australian accent and try to fit in, and I couldn't make it work.
I could speak to New Zealanders or Australians. I know it's not the same, but I could speak to them and hear that voice all day. It's also one of my favourite ever Innuendo Bingo clips because of the accent from Grand Designs Australia.
I don't think I was that far down.
No, not him.
It's him again.
It's him again. It's my car. Grand Designs Australia.
So this is what it's all about.
Sip.
I can understand why your deck's been enlarged, Michael. It feels terrific.
Talking about the enlarged deck that he just had done there.
Scott Mills.
I've got a great idea for you. Coming soon.
What, involving what?
Your mop of hair?
It's not so bad.
Oof. Tiny temper and pass out on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Do you remember how I was saying earlier about how brilliant Sweden is as a nation at pop music? They just produce the best, most polished, solid pop music. I've just been sent something just now, that could be the exception to this.
Oh, yeah?
Did you used to like Bass Hunter?
Yes. I mean, there was a couple of whiffy ones.
Yeah, there was.
After a while. But the
remember his cover of Jingle Bells?
Yes. Oh.
But I still managed to play that every year. I think this is right up your street. If you enjoyed Bass Hunter, back then. Do you know what this is? Have you heard this?
No.
It's a song called I'm an Albatross by a man called Aaron Chupa, who is from Sweden. I know what you're thinking now.
Is
it's daylight,
genius?
Right? But imagine, right, you're in the bar, you've had a few shots, like Bass Hunter back in the day. Are you actually enjoying it now?
Mesdames et messieurs, s'il vous plaît, soyez prêts pour Aaron Chupa et Albatraos.
Are you okay? This strikes me as an odd thing to be playing.
I'm only playing it because someone just told me it's peaked top 10 in 8 European countries and has 4.6 million views, this guy, with 31 million streams on Spotify. Surely that many people can't be wrong? Let me know if you've heard this already. It's kind of doing the rounds on the internet.
I don't know how I feel about
it. I don't know
this.
How
I'm
I feel like
weird.
I'm an Albatross. Kind of thing I would only get away with playing on Friday, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know, the other day, earlier this week, there was an incident, which we can't talk about at the moment, where I properly stitched you up.
Yeah.
And you were angry about it. And it involves a global superstar. We're not allowed to play this on air yet. Are you still a bit annoyed about that?
I'm still angry about it, but it's something, as you said, that we can't talk about, so I've been told that there's no point me getting annoyed about it on air.
And there was talk of revenge from you and all sorts, because you weren't happy, were you?
No, trust me, there will be revenge.
I would say probably the unhappiest you've ever been with me that day. But it was for the good of the show, Chris.
That's what people keep saying.
Yeah. Well, obviously we didn't see eye to eye the other day, so I now have arranged a little Friday treat for you, just to try and make amends.
You know, the struggle that I have with anything like this, I don't believe anything you say anymore.
I know, but here's the thing. I, today, am sending you for a haircut.
Right.
Because it's a mop. I mean, it's not Harry Styles' mop, but it's getting there.
It's fine. I do need a haircut. It's
no
just
style.
I've not done for a while.
It's just sat there on your head. And think about it. You're on all the YouTubes now. You're on the new Radio 1 part of...
What are you saying?
BBC iPlayer. I'm just saying that more people are seeing you, and they're seeing that hair.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
You, for the sake of you, want me to tidy it up a bit.
I just think you could do with a little trim. So, you know the barber that you've always gone to all of your life?
Of course.
Today, I'm going to make you cheat on him. Because you're going to quite a posh salon... And I'm going to send you off there after 2:30, and I'm going to talk to you from there. So talk you through
it. What's the catch? What are you getting out of this?
No catch. I just know that you are actually quite scared about this and going somewhere else.
Is this... Are you wanting me to cheat on Andy, my barber?
Like, I just think that it's something you need to do at some point, because you've been going to him for, what is it, like 20...
Life.
Right, okay. And I know you've been somewhere else once before, but apart from that, he's always cut your hair, right? I just want you to find out what it's like on the other side, see what you're missing.
But it didn't go well when I cheated on him before.
I know.
And he knew.
Will he be listening now, yeah?
I imagine he's listening
well,
now.
Well, it's going to happen after 2:30. I'm sending you somewhere quite posh. You will feel that you don't belong there, but I want you to just see what you thought of the experience, and you'll come back with new hair. So it is a treat from me.
Right, okay.
All right?
I'm not sure I want to do this.
Trust me. No, don't do it, Chris. He's going to make you go bored like Uncle Fester when he did Strictly. I'm not. It's not a trick. It's just new hair, okay? Trust me. Just see what it's like with another man.
I think you're just wanting me to cheat, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Just to see what it's like, you know? I mean, not in a bad way. Just get a haircut somewhere different. Few people have heard that Albatross song when they've been in various parts of Europe, including Mark, who heard it in a club called Sticky Fingers, not like that, in Gothenburg. Instead, he thought it was a bit of me when he heard it then.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we're now going to join Chris at very unfamiliar surroundings. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, you okay?
It's really nice in here. There's a coffee machine.
Is there?
Yeah, we've just walked in. And we've been taken to a little reception area. It's very, I don't know how you can describe it. It's like, they've got every magazine that you could imagine. Like, even psychologist magazines.
Wow.
And there's a coffee machine here which lights up.
That's never happened at Andy's, has it?
Well, no. I mean, Andy does coffees, but only on a Saturday for Gents' Day.
So Chris has been going to his barber for his whole life. You've only been to one other hairdresser before, haven't you? And that's
it. Yeah, that's right.
And I should explain, we're in a part of London where there are some very upmarket, some would say snooty, hairdressing salons.
It's a glimpse into your life, Mills. This is a glimpse into your life. They've just opened up the fridge and there's fruit juices.
Chris is used to paying no more than £6 for a haircut, which is fine, but today we've sent him a little bit more high-end.
Yeah.
Do you feel out of your depth?
I feel, yeah, very out of my depth. Is that...
Oh, you don't belong there.
There's a machine there just for the water. There's a sort of... I think it dispenses ice. Right now, I'm very aware that Andy, my barber, will be listening, because he listens to Radio 1.
Yes.
But the music in here is very different. It's very... I feel like I'm in a fancy clothes shop. You know, like...
Oh, do you?
The dark one. The dark clothes shop.
What will Andy be thinking, do you think? What will be going through his head right now as he hears this going out on Radio 1?
Well, it's obviously a concern of mine. I think his first reaction will be anger. But I'd like to point out to him that, you know, I'm doing this in the most respectful way possible. And if I am going to go with another person, they shouldn't take offence by that, you know, and should let me just spread my wings slightly this one time.
Okay, but you're going to go back to Andy after this, are you?
Yes.
See, now you've got yourself in the posh salon. I don't think you're going to. I think you're loving it too much.
What do I need to do here? Normally by now, me and Andy will be sort of having a...
Are you at the reception?
Yeah, I'm in a sort of seated area.
Okay, well, I've made you an appointment, so go and say that you've got an appointment, and then I'm imagining they'll probably wash your hair at one of those many sinks. Are you used to that?
What do you mean? Beforehand?
Before the haircut, yes.
Oh, right. See, Andy does it afterwards for me. But only
after?
If I ask, only if I ask nicely, yeah. Yeah, gets all the little
hairs
out,
I'm guessing
it?
They'll wash your hair for you.
Okay. Well, I don't really need that, so shall we cut straight to the cut, so to speak?
Well, they'll probably do it for you anyway. It'll feel really nice. They might even give you a head massage.
I'm not sure about that, Mills.
No?
I'll keep my clothes on for this one, right?
Oh, yeah, no, you don't... like, fully robed, it's just that they just do your head.
Do you have to get into a robe?
Yes!
Really?
Yes! Right,
oh
I'm going to play a song. I'm enjoying this already. I'm going to play a song, and then you go and tell them that you've got an appointment, and I'll come back to you.
Right, OK.
Good luck.
See you at the sink.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Mills. You all right?
Yeah. Are you all right?
You'll never guess what's happening to me right now.
What's going on?
So, I've just had a consultation.
Yes?
And the lad who's cutting the hair, Jason, he's just used words such as texture and... I didn't know one of the other words. But anyway, good words that I'm hearing, you know, sounds like the part.
Sounds like you're looking forward to it.
Get this. Well, no, I'm a little bit confused as to the situation here. So he's led me over to the sink. So I've got my head back against the sink.
Yes.
And he's just turned the massage function on the chair.
I knew it! How good is that?
This is great.
You're never going to go back to that barber now.
No, it's he's not got as much chat as Andy, that's one thing.
No, but he will have probably during the cut.
Also, weird one this, I've got my head back against the sink. Now,
yes.
Whenever my barber washes my hair, I have
forward.
My head forward on the sink.
In the sink. I know, there's the difference. You've got... This is the first time...
And it's hard to breathe sometimes.
It's the first time you've had it back, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes what I do is I have my head forwards and then I have to tactically, you know, like a swimmer doing front stroke, I have to put my head to the side, breathe a bit of air, and put it back down.
Not anymore.
No.
This is as revolutionary as when you discovered you didn't have to sit at the tap end in the bath.
Yeah, I've honestly never thought of getting my hair washed, or Jason's about, I've never thought of getting my hair washed backwards.
What's the name of your new bit of stuff again? Jason?
Jason's my man, yeah.
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 Yeah. Are you feeling guilty, or...?
Are you shampooing me?
I'm going to shampoo.
Oh, great. What's your name?
I'm Ashley. How you doing?
Just met another man. I'd shake your hand, but I'm upside down.
I was going to say, at least you're not forward, you know, so... Okay, what I'm going to do is very, very slightly. I'm actually going to down you up.
Remember, this is all new to Chris.
Sorry.
Perfect, there we go.
So is there another man shampooing you now?
I warn you, you're on loudspeaker now.
Oh.
right now, another man is going through my hair.
You can't get a female.
Jason's
gone.
No, it's not. It's, no, that's fine. No, it's just... There's a lot of you to remember.
I can do it in a soft or feminine voice if you like. Is that too much?
No. It's nothing like that. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not. It's like, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Tell him that you've got no problem that he's a man.
No, I've got no problem that you're a man. It's just you're a new man.
Do you have many men? Is this the
only the
you
one?
You only have one all your life.
I've had one my whole life, and right now he's listening to this.
I'll be gentle. Don't worry.
Oh, that's not going to help. Well, Chris, it sounds like you're having a lovely time, so I'm going to leave you to your wash with your men's shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll come back to you after this, all right?
All right, mate. Will the cut
enjoy
be soon, do we think?
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott.
Yeah. What's occurring?
I'm in the chair now. I've got Jason behind me. Mm-hmm. Back to Jason.
The other man.
And he's just put some... what have you put in my hair?
Bedhead cutting product.
Cutting product.
Sectioning.
To section my hair.
Oh.
I don't know what.
Have you ever had your hair sectioned?
I don't know. So, well, the plan is, anyway, keep it quite sort of same length on the top, and we're going shorter on the sides.
Let Jason do what he wants, because he knows.
Yeah, that's me trying to blag it, to be honest. I'm just going to
leave it. I wouldn't get involved if I was you. You don't know what you're talking about.
When did you last have your last haircut?
My last haircut was... probably about a month ago,
okay.
I'd say.
So do you should go shorter, or...?
Well, ideally cut something. I mean,
well,
why we're...
We definitely need to cut something, because it's a mop at the moment.
Yeah, okay, cool.
No, it needs to be like that.
Sorry. It's awkward.
It.
I'm not going to lie, it's awkward.
Why? It's just a haircut.
Did you
Have you watched the football at the weekend?
Me?
Yeah.
Standard?
Nah. It's probably the X Factor, but not football.
Yeah. Andy would watch the football.
Oh, dear.
Don't compare them.
You come to a proper hairdresser.
It's the worst thing you can do when you're having an affair.
Not that I'd know, but apparently... Right, Chris, the conversation has dried up. I'm going to feed you some things to say, all right?
It has.
Yeah. Okay, just repeat after me.
Okay.
So, have you ever done anything like this before?
So, have you done anything like this before, Jason?
In which way?
In which cut way? Yeah, I guess just... Yeah.
Or is it the first time for you as well?
Or is it... Would you say this is the first time for you? Getting a sort of... I don't know, a newbie in, inexperienced...
No, I do it a lot.
Yeah, right, now get angry. Oh, right, so I'm not the only one.
Oh, so I'm not the only one that you... How many do
this
you...
To.
How many do you do a day? Like, how many hairs are you cutting?
10.
10? Do you remember my name?
Yeah.
Andy doesn't do it like this.
Andy doesn't do it like this.
You've not told anyone else I'm here, have you?
You haven't told anyone else that I'm coming, did you, Jason?
Say again?
You didn't tell anyone that I was coming, did you?
Yeah. Secret.
Should I be enjoying this?
Should I be enjoying this? Or is it going to be like this the whole time?
And will this come up on my credit card statement, or can I pay cash?
Is this the kind of thing that will come up on a card statement, no, credit card statement? Or would you be willing to take cash?
I'd take anything.
Yeah.
Got very smooth hands.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's going to help things.
I think it's fine.
You've got very smooth hands, Jason.
That's what all the boys say.
Oh. Andy wouldn't say that.
Stop comparing them!
Okay, right. I feel that you're stuck there now. Ask him how long you think it's going to take.
How long do you reckon this will take, Jason?
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah, Andy doesn't do it that way.
20 minutes?
Yeah.
Andy can do it in 5.
Andy does it in 5. In fact, once we timed it...
You really need to get out there as quick as possible. Right, I'm going to leave you now, because I'm finding this too awkward.
It's getting aggy.
I know, right. Well, I'm going to go, right.
Okay. All right, Mills.
Try and make it up with him and come back when you can.
All right, then.
Goodbye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, here he is.
I love it when we speak to her. I love this man.
Look at it. Nice hair. Obviously, it's radio, but we put it on the Radio 1 Twitter. Mm. It's looking sharp, mate.
Do you think?
Fresh and clean.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Would the big man improve?
Who's the big man?
Well, Charlie Sloth.
Well, we're about to find out. Will your barber approve?
Well, that's the question. Yeah. I've not heard from him yet.
Okay, he hasn't texted you anything? The man that's done your hair all your life?
He's not texted me yet, which actually worries me more.
Right, okay. It's looking good, though. Fresh and clean.
Fresh and clean!
I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm so excited. That moment when you realise that you've got Charlie Sloth and you weren't expecting it. It's Fat Friday!
Ow!
Added.
This is a treat.
Yeah, a real treat, fam. How are you?
I'm all right. So it's Fat Friday.
Man. It's Fat Friday. I am loving Fat Fridays. Good afternoon, Great Britain. And what's going on with Chris's hair? Has he done something new?
Yeah, we've made him cheat on his barber, the man that he's been cutting his hair all his life. And he's got a new look now. He's been to an actual quite posh hairdresser. He's looking good, fresh and clean.
Well, he's got the money for it these days, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got it as a gift, actually, a treat, if you will, to say sorry for something that's happened earlier this week, which I can't tell you about.
Fresh and clean!
It looks fresh and clean, though.
Oh, gosh. Love that.
So tomorrow night, it's all about Radio 1 and 1 Extra, live, Saturday, 7 p.m, on the red button as well.
Yeah, I'm there. We're going to be looking all fresh and clean. Fresh and clean! Looking handsome on the TV, looking fabulous, and obviously bringing you the biggest live show of the year via the red button, via your mobile phone, your laptop, your tablet, however you like it, baby.
Okay, so you can watch it on your mobile as well, or computer. One Extra Live is happening in Birmingham.
The lineup's a mad thing as well. Mary J. Blige, Krypton Conan, Boy Better Know, Lethal Bizzle, Tinashe, Fuse ODG, Jess Glynn, Sigma, and the boss, Rick Ross.
Yeah, and you catch it on your red button tomorrow as well, and also on Radio 1 and 1 Extra. Are you looking forward to it?
I can't wait, fam. I'm so gassed up right now. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I saw Mary J. floating around, actually, earlier.
Really?
Oh, yeah, with Trevor Nelson.
Oh, sick. Well, literally floating.
Well, not floating, but she was here.
Oh, sick. Yeah. Like, walking around.
So you're in Birmingham at the moment, aren't you, getting ready?
I am. We are in Birmingham all week. Oh, well, that was good. You kind of put it in there for me.
Birmingham!
have you learned how to say it yet, Charlie?
Birmingham. We are in Birmingham all week.
Birmingham!
Oh, gosh!
Birmingham!
And we are in Birmingham all week. That is a liberty.
Okay.
Hey!
Calm down, everyone.
What's going on? What is going on?
So much fun today.
Hey, anyway, did you see what happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday?
So yesterday on the show, I was co-hosting with Lethal Bizzle, and we was having a good old chat. It started off with Kim Kardashian's bottom.
Sure.
Is it real? Is it fake? And then we moved on to talking about Cheryl Cole.
It's a real bottom there.
It's not.
Okay.
But anyway, we went on to talk about Cheryl Cole and her physique, and she got really upset and tweeted me and Lethal Bizzle. And
oh,
apparently,
that's what that was about.
Yeah, it's a beef thing, apparently. It wasn't me, that's what I'm saying. And I know you know her, so can you drop her a little text and just let her know that I'm cool with her? It's Bizzle that's got the beef, not me.
Okay. So she was obviously listening to One Extra yesterday, was she?
Yeah, but can you just text her for me, please, bruv, and let her know that it's not a beef thing, it's Bizzle that's starting it, innit? Not me.
Hang on, what's she under now? Fernandez Fassini, isn't it? Hang on.
Can you send that text now? We're on air, actually, so it's just done.
Okay.
Please, bruv, because obviously I don't want no beef with your friends. Like, we're homies, innit? Like.
Send in now.
Awkward, you haven't got her number, Charlie. I would have thought.
Yes, I don't know her. She don't know me.
She's changed it because of you. Okay, right, let's play Fat Friday, Real or No Real. Is this true or not?
The Wikipedia entry for Radio 1's very own Lord of the Dance, Danny Howard, states that he is the same size as a milk bottle.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we did Real or No Real yesterday, and it was real. It turned out to be real that, I think it was real, that he used to be a milkman.
Did he really?
Yeah. So, obviously, a discussion was had, and you know what happens. People go on Wikipedia, they change your Wikipedia, they add things.
Was he actually a milkman, though?
In my case, they write a Wikipedia for you. Apparently so. He was a milkman.
Wow. Was that in Birmingham?
Birmingham.
He's from Blackpool.
Okay, so Charlie, what are you saying about Danny Howard's previous life as a milkman?
That wasn't the question.
Yeah, it was. Was his Wikipedia? Is it now saying that he's the size of the milk bottle? What are you saying, Charlie?
I'm lost. I thought the question was, is he the same size as a milk bottle?
Right, yes. It's been a big show today. I've lost my mind. Yes, it's about the milk bottle. Go back to that.
Real or no real, Charlie?
Tell me real or no real.
Obviously, that's no real. I know Danny. He's much bigger than a milk bottle.
I'm saying real.
Real? I can say real. Family, no, man.
What's the answer?
That one is real.
Oh, yeah, those pesky kids have been messing around with his Wikipedia again, haven't they?
He texts me a little bit earlier saying he was very unhappy with it as well and blaming me.
He thinks you've done it, that's why.
Yeah.
And next.
When filming the promo video for One Extra Live, the sequence where Charlie Slough goes up the stairs to board the plane had to be filmed in 3 takes, so he wasn't out of breath when he got to the top.
That's a liberty. That is such a liberty.
There's some amazing acting going on there, Charlie. It's one of my favourite videos at the moment.
It's been on TV really? A bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. The way your eyes light up as you get on that plane.
I love it. You've got a plane on it.
Yeah.
Taking you to Birmingham.
Birmingham.
You can make a remix of that. That sounds sick, you know. Little grand. Oh, jeez.
Anyway. Is it true that Charlie Slough was a little bit out of breath going up the stairs of the plane, and therefore they had to do it in 3 takes, not just the one?
Obviously, man knows the answer to this, isn't it? It's a little bit rude. I'm just going to put it out there. It's a little bit rude, a little bit invasive, you know what I mean?
And a bit fattish, you might say.
Very fattish.
I'll remind you that you're fattest.
You're fattest. No, you're fattest, the fattest man I've ever met in my whole life.
Though.
I've met some fattest folk, but you just take the mickey, fam.
You're fattest, cuz.
You're definitely fattest, bruv.
I'm going to go real, then.
Charlie.
Awkward. Well, obviously, I know the story, innit?
Well, tell us, then.
Do you want the whole story, the short story, or just the line?
The line, real or no real?
I wanted to tell you the whole story, because it kind of, you know, makes me look a bit better.
Go on, then.
All right, so the night before, I had 3 gigs. Not one, not 2, I had 3 gigs, yeah, the night before. I hadn't slept. Do you know, you got a little violin? Get the violin out.
Okay.
Yeah, no, hadn't slept. All right, hadn't slept. Got to the location for the shoot, and I hadn't slept. I was tired. And they was like, okay, you're going to be filming from 8 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. And then you're going to do a radio show. So make the best of it. So I started filming throughout the day. It got to about 1:30. I was shattered. I hadn't eaten. I didn't even have a drink. There was no liquid on site. I was dehydrated. And then it was like, Charlie.
Good shout, Mills.
Yeah.
Cut losses.
Sorry, that's the Golden Globes music when we've had enough. Real or no real?
Well, obviously, man knows that's real, innit?
That one.
Killing me at it.
Is real.
Killing me at it.
Oh, wow. But I think we need to stop it there. We've had our fun at the end of that round of short round of real or no real.
Oh, wow. I got 20, Charlie got 10.
Oh, wow. You just cut me off like that.
That was almost bite size, which is odd for someone like Charlie.
I know.
That is rude.
I know. So thank you very much, Charlie Soft, on One Extra from 4 o'clock this afternoon. And don't forget One Extra Live tomorrow night. On your TV, on the red button, also on Radio 1 and One Extra, and the website, Mary J. Blige is on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So we did Real or No Real, Fat Friday edition, Extra Helpings with Charlie Soft earlier, because we moved it, because we're going to speak to Louis from One Direction very soon. I did say before four, and that is going to happen. All the fans are like, hurry up, I can't wait much longer. You can. You can, though. But we're going to speak to Louis very soon. Don't worry, he will be on the phone before 4 o'clock. And at four, we're going to play the next single from One Direction called Night Changes. Tomlinson.
Now then.
All right.
Hey, you.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good, brilliant.
I'm excited that you met William and Kate last night.
Yeah, as am I. It was a very unique experience. It was great.
What was the conversation?
Well, I'll be honest, actually, because we were lucky enough to see him twice. First time round, we just bloody hell, I'm out of breath from climbing the stairs. That's not good, that is it?
Nah.
No. Anyway, we talked just about the tour and about what we've been doing, and then the second time they came round. He asked me about Donny Rovers. How great's that?
That's pretty good, yeah.
I was pretty impressed with that.
And did Kate say she was a fan of One Direction?
Well, I don't know if she said she was a fan. They both said that they'd kept a close eye on us. So I
love
what that means. Yeah, that sounds positive.
That means they're watching you. They're watching you all the time.
Yeah, yeah. We've got to be on our best behaviour.
And what about you, Louis? I thought it was nice to see that Harry got his hair cut, especially to meet royalty.
Yes, yeah. Zayn was also supporting quite long locks. Yeah.
Hey, listen, you're spending a lot of next year on tour. Is there anywhere that you've played in the world where you've got no idea where it is? What country is that in? It's a bit like when you go to Kavos. Nobody actually knows what Greek island Kavos is on. It's just Kavos, right?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. My geography's poor anyway. It always has been, so I never really know what country I'm in, other than, you know, the obvious ones. I'm not really very good with locations. That makes me sound fake, doesn't it? Can I do?
Well, no, but like, obviously the fans that are there, they love it that you're in Holland, but maybe you might not even know that you're there sometimes. It's not a bad thing.
No, Holland is one of the ones I know, but right. Yeah.
Well, I've just seen the tour dates for next year. Where's Horsens?
Horsens. Horsens.
You're playing there in June.
We're playing there in June. I'm going to say Horsens is somewhere near, like, South Africa or something like that.
No, Denmark.
Denmark?
I know, I've never heard of it either.
Yeah, but Scott, I remember when you went on Sunday Brunch, was it, and you couldn't put a flag on Sweden.
No, I couldn't.
That is pretty poor, but actually, I don't know if I'd be able to.
Right, we're about to have the first play of Night Changes on Radio 1, so what can you tell me about this song, Louis?
It's a bit of a ballad, which is a nice change for us, I suppose. We've had a bit of tempo, and it just feels emotional. It feels good.
And the video, which is out next Friday, is it about you going on dates and then the date goes wrong?
Yeah, it's pretty funny, actually. I'm really excited for people to see it. Yeah, exactly. We all shot it on at different locations, so actually we watched the video like a week ago. Right. Which was cool because we'd not seen each other.
So how does your date go wrong then?
Well, do I want to spoil it? Well, yeah. I mean, I got arrested actually in my date, which isn't ideal. Yeah, but it was for speeding. It was quite an aggressive approach, to be honest. He pulled me for speeding, and next minute now I've got the cuffs on, and he's marching me across to the car.
Which is not an ideal date.
No, no. I can't say that's ever happened to me.
No.
You know, I don't imagine it's the best position to be in.
And you're doing Children in Need tonight?
Yeah, very exciting. Obviously, that's a massive show. I watched it from being a kid, so it's great to be involved in that process.
Are you in the Queen Vic?
Well, yeah, I think so. I actually only read that on Twitter this morning, but I know we're doing a performance, and then I saw something about the Queen Vic, which is great.
I've seen you in the Queen Vic before on Children in Need, but you never performed, have you?
No, we've never performed. Oh, is that we're actually going to be performing in the Queen Vic? All right.
So, I think
it's not making sense.
Right.
Do you not know?
Has someone just confirmed that for you?
Yeah, you, Scott. You've just confirmed.
All right. Yeah, that's what's happening anyway. Yeah. So good luck with it.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I might see you, actually, because I'm going to do something with Terry Wogan later. I don't even know what it is. But for now, let's play for the first time on Radio 1 the new single, Night Changes. Go on, introduce it for us.
Okay, here is Night Changes by us, One Direction, on BBC Radio 1.
Thank you, Louis. Speak soon.
Thank you, mate. Have a nice day. We're only getting older, baby.
Those are the best bits of Friday's show. Join us 1 p.m. Monday on BBC Radio 1.